I'm not against protesting Donald Trump. I say there needs to be wide-scale protest against this scumbag, this Jewish first scumbag. But no kings, that's the absolutely, positively the wrong move. That sounds Jewish to me. That sounds like Jews that are actually promoting Trump. That's what he wants. If you are protesting saying we don't want kings, what you're doing is you're saying he's a king. And this was the same strategy that Jewish turd Mark Zuckerberg used when he got a bunch of people in the alternative press saying, oh my God, this Mark Zuckerberg, he's an emperor. Emperor Zuckerberg, they were calling him. Do you realize what an ego boost that is for a piece of shit like Zuckerberg trying to make his stupid wife happy because she realized she married a complete dork? And so he paid a bunch of influencers to say that he was an emperor in the guise of a criticism against Mark Zuckerberg. You know, we don't need emperors. And then he's sitting there with a fucking ego into the stratosphere, just like the... I am operating on hunches because I've been around too long. I've seen every goddamn thing and I know every goddamn thing. I don't know every goddamn thing. I'm saying that when it comes to these psyops and stuff, I'm pretty damn good. This is not a protest against Trump. This is an affirmation that Trump is a king, right? And it should have, don't have a stupid name like No Kings. That's not even grammatically, that's awkward even. So everything about it's stupid, right? How about no scumbags? That'll work. No Israeli first scumbag. No genocidal lunatics. No genocidal pieces of shit. Nobody selling us up the river. But no kings? Great. Trump thanks you for that. And he sits there and releases a video where he's flying over in a jet, dumping shit all over the crowd. I agree. That's the stupidest name, and I guarantee it's Jews who put that one on. 100%.